This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
And good morning and welcome to Wednesday Live. You're listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and so glad that you've joined us today. Keep your dial set right there on 89.9. I trust you're having a wonderful Jesus-filled day. It is absolutely gorgeous.
Absolutely.
Here in South Florida. I guess we're in South Florida.
We are. Yes, we are.
You know, well,
we had to move Wednesday Live to the roof of the building.
To the roof? Like
this. Yeah.
Well, that would be fine on, sunny days, but
well,
maybe
when it's
not.
Raining, maybe not
in
so
the
much.
Cooler weather.
The cooler weather. Cooler weather. Well, I have my faithful team. I almost said old faithful team, but, since the mercies of God are new every morning, we're going to stay in the new part.
Hallelujah,
so my
bro.
New faithful team. Welcome, Miss Karen Hubbard. Great to have you with
Good
us.
Good morning. Good to be here. Always.
Well, that was kind of a,
Okay, good morning. It's great to be here.
There we go. Yes.
Always.
Okay. And David is on top of the game this morning.
Oh, yes, only by God's grace.
By God's
Amen.
Grace.
Amen.
Well, we also have a couple more guests in the studio, which I don't know how to call, our street preacher guest, because he's kind of like... He's kind of like unofficial staff around here. So Keith Masters, welcome.
Good morning.
You can preach to us.
This
you know,
is home.
You can
this
sing.
Is home.
You can
yeah.
shout. You can do whatever you want to do. And you brought along, one of the great Franks in the kingdom. Frankly, there's more than one, but we have a great Frank who's with us.
Yeah,
to be frank about it. Frank, welcome.
Welcome. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
We're great to have. We're blessed to have you with us today, and we are going to be talking about. Some things that's going to be taking place up in Fort Pierce, Miracle on the Water, a little bit. I think, Frank, you're going to share some with that with us in regards to that. And Keith, you are going to share a little as well this morning, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Sure.
Sure.
Absolutely. God is moving.
God is
on the move.
Amen. Do you have any street stories you're going
to
break in?
Okay. I do.
We're going to get to those. All right. Karen, let's look at mail real quick. What do you have coming in from our county that we need to let people know that's getting ready to happen? And incidentally, Palm Beach County, down south, Dade, Broward, wherever you are, St. Lucie, Indian River County, you're listening. If you're part of the local government there and you'd like for WCNO to get the word out about some of your organizations where you're looking for volunteers, pertinent updates, you can... get us email, and we'll try to work in some of your information as well.
That's right. So the Martin County, they're looking for a community redevelopment agency. There's an agency board vacancy. If you want to...
Redevelopment.
Community redevelopment agency board vacancy.
Whew.
Always got to have those long titles.
That's a long title.
And so they're looking for... I believe one individual to serve on that board, and to qualify for that, you have to reside in one of the redevelopment areas. You need to be a resident of Martin County, and you will have had to serve as a member of a Martin County Neighborhood Advisory Committee previously. And you can call Donna Gordon, 772-288-5756, if you would like to be on that board.
Good. What else we have? David?
Well, another Martin County opportunity for three volunteers to serve on the Drug and Alcohol Abuse Awareness Committee.
Wow, that would be a great committee to get believers in on that committee in the county?
That's right. And, of course, they advise the county commission. What they're looking for is one person who's a treatment representative, probably someone that works for
in the field
a
somewhere.
Treatment mm-hmm. Agency, and then two private citizens who reside in Martin County.
Okay.
And, of course, as I say, they advise the Martin County Commission on issues about drug and alcohol abuse and awareness.
Great opportunity for Christians to get involved in what's going on, in reaching people and building relationships and taking the kingdom to the streets. So many times people will say, I wish I knew what I could do to make a difference. Well, this is one thing you can do. You can get involved in your local government, bring the love of God with you, build relationships. And, you know, if you have a vision or a concern about what's taking place, and I pray that all of us as Christians are engaged in our community, then why not make a difference and actually get involved and invest some time into that, and that would be a great thing. Karen, what else do you have?
Okay, we have a letter here from a listener. Please accept our $300 donation.
Thank you. We will.
Yes.
We have.
Well, you don't have to beg us to do that.
Well, we'll pray about it.
Right.
So we thank you for sharing the gospel on the Treasure Coast. May God continue to bless your mission. Sincerely, Pauline from Vero Beach.
Thank you, Pauline from Vero Beach. And this is mail that's coming in after prayer and chair. Incidentally, we should say, woohoo!
Oh, yes.
A big hallelujah. God carried us not only to the to meet the full budget, but we've exceeded the budget. And we thank you for giving, because some may not be able to get their pledges in this next 6 months. So if you have not turned yours in yet, or let us know what God's put in your heart to give, go ahead and send those gifts in. And if you include a little note like that one, we will try to get those on air and share those as well. What else do you have, Karen?
Yeah, we love those notes.
We do.
I just wanted to share, I took a call.
That's an amazing.
I took a call the other day from Sharon, and she was calling in to make a donation. And, I was processing the donation, everything. Then I asked her if she needed prayer for anything. She said, yes, both my son and I, we have a lot of medical issues. So she said, let me go get my son, and then we'll just put you on speaker. So, I prayed for them. They didn't specify what they needed prayer for, but, the Holy Spirit knows all things. So, I just began to pray for them. And But Tim had asked me a question. He didn't ask a question. He said, he's been listening to the station for a couple of years now. And he said, and I'm pretty much sure this is exactly how he said it, you guys are so authentic, and it comes across very clearly, and you are making a big difference.
Wow.
And he couldn't say enough about how God has ministered to him through the station. And, and I think that that's what our mission is, really.
Amen.
To preach the gospel, but to know that the people that are here working, we all love the Lord, and we all want to encourage the body of Christ individually and then corporately and then out through those that become part of the family.
Amen.
I sense also the... What I heard him say in that is that we have been speaking the truth boldly,
yes,
as God gives it to us.
Yes.
And that part of that authenticity, I get a lot of comments from people. I'm glad to hear you say that. Mm. I needed to know that, things like that in today's culture.
It's important.
Yeah.
It's important. I have a close friend and a younger man, young man just... And within the last few years, married, looking to raise a family and such forth, and just talking about the church as, within the walls, not the church, which is the body, which is wherever we go, right? But just talking about the church in general, he is concerned that the church is to, he calls it beige, is not willing to take a positional stand on the issues that are important today. That, you know, where are people going to find the truth of God's word if the house of God does not preach the word of God and address the issues of the day? Are you going to go to the school? Are you going to go to a psychiatrist? You know, are you going to go to the courthouse? You know, where are you going to go to find truth if you don't go to, well, I believe men of God should be the voice of God. You know, absolutely, we should be speaking the truth, God. So, incidentally, speaking of that, we do have Ma and Paul that have come along here this morning with a little bit of a fresh wisdom from the farmyard. Barnyard. No, from the chicken coop. No, I better. Well, however that goes, you know, when God issues a call, some people don't accept right away. They have to pray, which is good, but sometimes they think too much before praying. Then their fears rise up and challenge them, and before they know it, they're trying to back out and go hide. Paul is dealing with just such a thing today. He's really going to need Ma's wisdom and patience to come to grips with what God wants him to do.
Hey, Ma, you got a minute?
Yeah, sure do. I'm just giving myself a permanent again. I need to let them chemicals do their work, so it should take about 30 minutes, according to the directions.
Oh, my goodness. That's where that smell is coming from. I thought someone was burning old tars. Honestly, how can you ladies put up with that aroma? It'd make the hair in my nose fall out.
Pa, I've been doing this for decades, and I ain't never had that happen to me.
Well, did you ever check? I mean, most folks don't keep a decent inventory of their nose hair.
Oh, just take my word for it, okay? So, what's on your mind?
Well, let me sit next to you. On second thought, let me move my chair, get upwind of you. Okay, that's much better. Anyway, I got a phone call yesterday from old Ward Flickenmeister. You know, he's the head of the board of deacons at our church. He asked me to consider being a deacon.
Why, Pa, what an honor. I hope you said yes.
Well, actually, I told him I wanted to pray on it. Being a deacon is a serious responsibility. I don't want to agree without asking the Lord first. And, you know, truth be told, I'm just not sure I'm worthy.
What do you mean, not worthy? You're a faithful man of God. You've done more for our church than most of the other folks. And many see you as a natural leader.
Oh, that's nice of you to say, Ma, but listen, I know my limitations. And I have to admit, several of them deacons have college degrees and hold down important jobs. I'm a high school educated farmer, mostly retired, and it's scary for me to even consider being a part of such a body. You know, the board of deacons runs the business side of the church. Well, these guys are high-powered tycoons of industry. Next to them, I'm the village idiot with delusions of grandeur.
Now listen here. First of all, you wouldn't have received an invitation to join the board if they hadn't agreed to it. Secondly, every one of them knows you and respects you.
Well, maybe they need some comic relief at meetings. I don't know. After all, sometimes their discussions can get real heated. Don't you remember about a decade ago, old Forrest Crimpleton and old Hannibal Grogsworth got into a terrible argument at a meeting? The board was trying to decide on the color to paint the outside of the church. It got down to two colors, feral hog brown and wilted lettuce green.
I do remember that, Pa. They got into a horrible fist fight over it. Imagine two grown men brawling over paint colors. But in the end, they did make amends to each other.
True. They forgave each other right in front of the congregation the next Sunday. Then the pastor's wife stood up and announced the church will be painted off-white. Then she glared real hard at Forrest and Hannibal before sitting down.
Well, I like the way she settled that matter. But, Pa, things like that are rare.
Maybe. But 2 years later, you know, after that, head deacon Sid Mashnitz stood up in the church one Sunday and embarrassed old Clyde Willikers because Clyde had come to a meeting wearing shorts. He said Clyde's hairy legs were an abomination, and that's why they had a dress code.
Didn't Clyde try to defend himself by saying all his long pants were in the laundry and the shorts is all he had to wear?
Well, Sid was out to get old Clyde anyway, so any excuse he had wouldn't have been good enough. But, you know, Ma, I just don't need that kind of aggravation.
Pa, you can only remember two difficult events in 10 years, and no one who was on that board of deacons then is on it now. In fact, most of those deacons are young and eager to serve the Lord. The Holy Spirit has really changed our church since those days that you're remembering.
Well, now there's another thing. Half the board are folks in their mid-30s and early 40s. And here I am, a man in his 70s whose idea of business dress is a clean pair of bib overalls. And when I walk, I often make creaking noises. My skin sags like a deflated balloon, and I can't get up from a chair without groaning like a man what got run over by a bus.
Pa, do I have to raise my voice so you can listen to me? If you would only hear yourself. Oh, pity me. Compared to all them spiritual giants on the board of deacons, oh, I'm just a rotten banana peel stuck to the bottom of someone's shoe. Pa, you can't compare yourself to anyone else when it comes to God's call on you. And for goodness sake, you should know that. You talk about giants? Consider David and Goliath. If David had your attitude, old Goliath would have drop-kicked him into the Mediterranean Sea. The truth is, the others on the board of deacons are just like you, human beings who love Jesus and are seeking to grow closer to him every day. They all make mistakes, and for my money, you have the edge on many of them because of your years of serving the Lord. You have the experience that they don't have, and God will use that to bless them.
Well, I guess that's a perspective I ain't had till now. I guess you're right, Ma. I was so anxious about being judged and ridiculed for how different I am from them. Well, I hadn't thought about the fact of God's call to serve. Okay, I'll call old Ward and accept the invitation. I guess at my age and experience, might be a plus after all.
Well, I'm proud of you, Pa. You'll make a wonderful deacon. And for your first meeting, I'll give you a big plastic bag to carry with you.
Plastic bag? What for?
Well, you being so ancient and all, if you have any body parts that fall off during the meeting, you'll want something to carry them home in.
Funny, Ma. Very funny.
While Paul's reaction seems to be somewhat excessive, the truth is that a call from God can be challenging. We love our comfort zones. While God loves to give us comfort, he abhors complacency. He continues to move us into deeper and broader expressions of ministry so that we can maintain strong spiritual growth and be more effective in his service. If you saw yourself in today's story, I recommend you get on your knees and ask the Lord to give you the encouragement to embrace the calling he's issued to you. And when that encouragement arrives, get up from your knees and move your feet forward in faith. Well, thank you so much, Ma and Paul. Great to have you in the studio today, and look forward to some more wisdom that will come our way from you in the future. Keith, what's happening on the street?
How are you?
I'm good.
That was a great story from Ma and Pa. That was a great story from Ma and Pa. And, you know, really timely. You know, it's a great message, right? Everybody should get involved. The other day, and this is there's no coincidence with God.
Right.
There's never any coincidence
God
with God.
Incidents.
No. God incidents. Yeah. Right. It's a God incident. That's what it is. It's a God incident. I love that. So we're having some work done on the inside of our house, and the dogs, we have four dogs, as you know, and so we're trying to get rid of the dogs out of the house. So two are going to the hotel, one's going to a vet's, got to get some work done. So I take the one dog to the vet, and as I'm coming out of the vet's office and I got into the car, there was two girls walking by in front of the vet's office. And I remember seeing them a week prior. And one of the girls had on a shirt, Faith Over Fear. And I asked her, because that is such an opening, right, for a conversation with God, right, to have. And she had Faith Over Fear. And I said, you know, are you living Faith Over Fear? And she said, I'm trying to. And then I asked her, are you reading his word? And she said, I'm trying to. Well, lo and behold, fast forward a week later, I see her coming out, I went to the vets to drop off the dog, and I see them again, and we started having a conversation. We started having a conversation this time, and the two girls, they're women, they're not girls, they're women, in their 30s, both having trials in their life. And we started talking, and the one is separated from her three children.
Wow.
Having an abysmal time, and the other one is having being abused by her boyfriend. Now, both of these girls were both, they both know the word, but they both fell away. They're both prodigals, yep. Right? They both went out because it got so difficult. And the one girl, they've got nobody in their life, so you know they fall apart. They don't get attached to anybody.
Yeah.
There's nobody in the family. Her mom passed away, and you know this whole thing comes down. And this is within 10 minutes. You get to know the life story.
Wow.
And we start sharing about the Lord. And this was just Monday that this happened. Just this week, wow. Monday, and from that point in time, now. We have a relationship in God, trying to get her help. She's trying to get away from an abuse situation. And the other girl is going to be, she made a phone call. She's actually going to take her three kids to church this Sunday.
Praise God.
Wow.
Three kids to church this Sunday. So hopefully, and we're believing that God is going to open that door for that relationship to be rebuilt.
That's awesome.
Reestablished. And for the other girl to re-engage, and she knows the Lord, she just fell away, to come back into God's presence and God's loving arms, you know, and become stronger in them. And that's what's going on
now. That's awesome.
That's what's going on. And this was just from going to the vet's office.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
This is just from going to the vet's office, and this happens. You know, God shows up.
Amen.
God shows up, and it's just simply amazing.
Looking for those opportunities and being available.
You know, and where the Lord just, and I remembered as they came by, it was the second time, and I'm like, you know, did you read the word today? That was the question that I asked them, because I remembered them from the week before.
Yep.
And it was a question as I was getting into my car, did you read the word today? And she said she did. So that she said she did. That's so awesome. That started the whole conversation.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So I think I can say her name on the first name on the air, right? Allie. Allie. And then Kirsten. Yeah. So two girls that God is calling back.
Touch their hearts.
You know, to touch their hearts.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
And to know that God is there for them at all times.
That's awesome. And we're gonna want to lift them up. Frank, great to meet you.
Good to
and
be here.
Apparently, we've been at some events together, and I just haven't had the personal opportunity to chat with you as we are today. I know you're from Palm Beach County as well, down south.
Yep, Delray Beach.
You do some ministry down in that area?
Yeah, we have a ministry called Sunlight Ministries, and it's a movement called Florida for Jesus. It's about sowing good seed into the kingdom for Florida. We want to see Florida light up with revival and renewal.
Amen.
And a great awakening. And
Amen.
Many people have prophesied over the years that Florida is the forerunner state, and it's going to be where it all starts.
Yep.
And so I've held on to that for a long time. I've had a vision, really, since the 80s of revival taking place. And just things happening everywhere very quickly, and people's lives being changed. And of course, we all saw what happened in the 90s with the different revivals in Pensacola and Toronto, and have been touched by it. And I just long for God's powerful presence moving and changing
Amen.
People's lives. I long for it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I know as we were talking earlier about souls, praying for souls, but also hearing the voice of God and being responsive to opportunities, as you're just saying, Keith, of actually speaking to people. I mean, people have souls, and so we have to make that connection. So there's an event that's going to be taking place. You want to talk a little bit about it? We've had some others come in and talk about it.
Yeah.
So
yeah. So I don't know how far back you want me to go, but it's a series of miraculous encounters, excuse me, and meetings with people where we are going to see miracles on the water at the Causeway Cove Marina in November 12th through the 18th. And basically, the Lord connected me with Chaplain David Thompson.
Good brother.
He's just an amazing man of God. He has so many people that have networked with him over the 40 years he's been in the area. I talked to him on the phone and I said, man, you're doing Florida for Jesus. When I hear about the prayer caravan on the last Friday night of the month with the police escort, there's things that are happening in this area that are not happening in other places.
True.
So when I talked to him on the phone, I said, I got to get to know this guy. And I went to the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance dinner last December. Mm-hmm. And I heard and saw what was going on there. And I said, this really feels good. I mean, we are in alignment. The thinking is correct and everything else. And I came back in February, not thinking about miracle on the water, not thinking God was going to do a revival here, not thinking that it may start here in Fort Pierce. Mm-hmm. And I went to the CHAPS prayer meeting on Tuesday morning, met a bunch of the guys, good group of guys. Mm-hmm. We went to breakfast. And afterwards, I went by myself. The Lord took me over the causeway there on Seaway Drive. I went onto the property where the Causeway Cove Marina is, and I just sat there, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, I want to bring signs, wonders, miracles. I want to do revival right here on this property.
Amen.
Right on this property. Amen. And so fast forward, I call Chap immediately, who I only know for a month.
Yep.
And he says, well, next week we'll all go on the property and pray. And we did. And we've been doing that every week. That's like the thing now. We do the meeting and then breakfast. We go on the property and pray. We involved other people. You know, Chris.
Sure.
He went on the property. He actually got a healing on the property of back pain. And so everybody, the more people that went on the property, the more people said, there's something here. This is real. The Lord spoke to Chap and said, I'm going to do a miracle on the water here. So that's where it came from. And I've just been up here constantly. You know, I have a business. I have the ministry. I've been praying for souls in Florida, sowing in, and wondering, Lord, where do you want me to work and how? And he supernaturally just said, here and now. This is the place.
Excellent.
So I've been up here constantly.
Praise God.
Just trying to do what I can to facilitate, keep it moving along. So we're to be salt and light.
Yeah.
You know, in everything we do, every person we touch, because the world is constantly wearing people down, right? You're getting wore down. And when a guy like Keith shows up, or yourself, or myself, hey, can I pray for you? Can I talk to you about God? People, they will usually say yes when you ask them if they want prayer.
Yeah.
And then when you pray for them, you see tears often, and people's lives change.
Responsive.
They're just looking for us to be salt and light, which is God has called us
Amen.
To do. But this miracle on the water, we've got over 50 ministries now involved, from Vero Beach to Stewart. Mm-hmm. We have large churches, we have small churches, small ministries, people involved. And it's very unique because there's a lot of police chaplains involved, a lot of ministries that have to do with the school. When we kick this off on Saturday, we're going to have a parade, and we are going to have a police escorted parade, and we're going to have a marching band.
Amen.
We want to give the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords,
Amen.
And our Father Amen. God a royal American welcome.
Amen.
We're Americans. Amen. We're going to have drum beats and marching bands, and that's what we need to do.
Amen.
You know, we can't be ashamed of who we are. We are Americans, and we're out there waving the flag, saying, Lord, here we are. We love you. Heal our nation. Bring revival to the people,
Amen.
And we want to see you move.
What's the dates again?
So November 12th through the 18th. So Saturday afternoon, November 12th through the 18th, Friday night, we will be on the property day and night, proclaiming the Amen. Goodness of God, praying for people, baptizing people,
Good.
And we're looking for the Holy Spirit to move, right? We are completely dependent upon the Holy Spirit to move and do what he does, because without him, what can we do?
Amen.
We can't do much, Amen. But Amen. We can show up, and like you said earlier, we can't be lazy. Mm-hmm. We got to get up, we got to move, we got to go, and God's mm-hmm. going to give more to those that are using what he has. Trevor Banks, who's an apostle in the area, and he's part of this as well. And there's so many other people. I don't want to leave out names. You mentioned one, you should mention other. But he says, you know, God is just so good. And without God, man can do nothing. Without man, God will do nothing. Yeah. And if you're busy, God uses busy people. And if you do good work, he gives you more to do.
There you go.
Those are some of Trevor's wise sayings. Yeah. He's Trevor's such a wise man. And he's involved in this. He's the pinnacle. He's the spiritual overseer for it. It's just amazing what God is doing.
Amen. Good, good. Keith, you have something else? I've got to put a call into Ken Hobbs because we were just in West Palm Saturday night, Sunday night, with Dr. Crandall and with Phil Driscoll. And so God is on the move. Keith has something he's burning. And so I'm like,
well, come on, Keith. He's pretty shy. He's got to kind of prompt him.
You know, it's that, you know, people want to hear the word of God. They want to hear it.
Yep.
And their hearts are crying out for it. And I was out on, with these two girls, the Bible got opened all of a sudden. They were there. They were listening. They wanted to hear it.
Yeah.
And then I was on the corner a couple of weeks ago, and this is what happened. Hi, Keith. It was such a blessing to see you on that corner this morning. Oh, my God. Do we so ever need more Body of Christ members
praise
on corners?
God, we do.
Because he is soon to come. I thank you for the prayers this morning for my mother. Oh, my goodness. It was so beautiful. She needed it. I needed it. I thank God for it, and I want to say thank you for having the courage to stand out there and be a witness for the Lord. He will continually bless you. And that is just about people wanting to hear the word of God, to receive the prayers from the Lord, to know that God, that Jesus loves them.
Yes.
And that he wants to be there for them.
It's time. God's moving right now. It's time for revival. We're going to get a report from Ken. Hang on to your stuff, Keith. We're going to come back to you. Got some other things going on here. Let's see if we can reach Ken Hobbs. Great event down in West Palm Beach.
Good afternoon.
Well, we have we're live on radio. Is this Ken Hobbs?
This is. Hello, Jonathan. How are you today?
Hey, I'm blessed. Tyler Wayward. We had an awesome time with you all down there Saturday night. We had a bunch of all of our staff here from the radio station ended up down at the event, and we were thrilled. Give us a report on what took place.
Oh, my goodness. God showed up huge. And thank you for your support, first off, Jonathan. You've walked with us through this whole thing, your station and people, the like-mindedness, the prayer, first and foremost, and just the support that went on. And I got to start with this, is that obviously the prayer that went in ahead of time really, really focused that we did our first ever prayer walk on Friday night before the event. And we had about 45 to 50 people that came and joined us at the amphitheater Friday night. And matter of fact, the gentleman I'd like you to bring in, Mike Toby, I sent you the text there that he was one that he'd been on your radio station before, the Heaven Guy.
Sure.
He led us into evangelism and led us a team out there. We handed out over 1,500 invites cards and how can we pray for you cards. And we handed them out, homeless people, people downtown, people all over. Street evangelism, like we haven't seen in years and years, was mobilized, trained. And we actually, that's how it all started. We had a couple people actually get prayed for. We had communion with that same group after we came in. And then we had a couple people that actually had some healing that went on right then, that they were some ailments, there were some things that were going on. And they just were able to get rocked by the Lord because they served others, because of their evangelism, that they just got rocked and were able to meet their needs. And so those same people came back to serve on Saturday. And so Saturday was just the first day. Phil Driscoll, amazing. If you haven't heard him,
tremendous.
He was that man.
Tremendous.
Can blow the horn, huh? Jonathan,
tremendous.
Did you hear him blow that horn?
Tremendous. It takes you right into the heavens, I'll tell you.
Exactly. And there's so much prophecy about the horn being blown in the end times. And we just totally went on with that. And Phil was able to bring us worship. And then the Worship Collective group, which is, if you don't know who they are, look them up. They are some of the top worship leaders from South Florida that get together and do a Worship Collective. And Nathan and Kara and some of the other people that were there brought us in. And then the salvation message. We had over 50 documented salvations first-time believers, you know, people coming to the Lord. And I'm sure there was more that's undocumented, but 15 took the time to fill in or text online their encounter. And then we had over 10 baptisms that some of them decided they wanted to get baptized right on the spot. Or we actually had another couple that decided right then when we said we have a baptismal on the back, they said they went, got saved about 2 or 3 months ago and they've been wanting to get baptized. They ran to the back, got baptized
Praise
in the place.
God.
And it was just amazing. And then Dr. Crandall's message on salvation
tremendous.
And the power, people looking for more.
It's tremendous.
And the power of the Holy Spirit. And he went around and did the prayer a circle. So we took the whole amphitheater and lined people up around the pavers, all the way around the amphitheater field. And it was like God just came down and just he now anointed them, had people that were... just got healed, got people that had encounters with God in different areas. It was just amazing. We thought Saturday was the crescendo, but come back on Sunday, and wow, it was just beautiful weather. God gave us, and I think, Jonathan, didn't you love the weather, the coolness, and the sunset
I loved
that
it.
Came out?
I loved it. Yep. We were being prayed for just before the rain came. And you know, I have a special needs child, and so there's a lot of ministry that was taking place, and it was tremendous. Dave, you were there. I have one of my staff that has a testimony.
Yes.
You got to hear this.
Okay, great. I'd love to hear it.
Well, I've been suffering from sinus issues since I was 15, and to do the math, that's 57 years. And my wife and I were at the prayer at the pavers, as you would call it. Lined up, and Dr. Crandall and the team came by and anointed us and prayed for us. And it wasn't that moment, but the next day I woke up and I said, I've never taken in this much air in my whole life. My sinuses had just been healed.
Praise wow. God.
Wonderful.
And it, you know, it I was just blown away.
You got to tell the doctor's story.
Yes. And so it happened to be that Monday I had an appointment with my ENT, you know. Ear, nose, and throat guy because of the sinus treatment. And I go in, the intake lady asked me if there's anything going on, and I said, yeah, I was healed Sunday night at a service. And she, you know, kind of raised an eyebrow, right? I said, I don't know how you're going to chart that, but, you know. So anyway, I went to the doctor's office, and so he walks in, he says, how you doing? I said, well, the first thing you need to know is that last night, God healed my sinuses. Totally. You know?
Wow.
I said, there's some other things that he's doing for me, but I said, you know, that, I'm going to discontinue the medications. And so he says, well, I love this. He says, I don't compete with the man upstairs. And so after he was done and I was getting ready to go out, you know, check out, I go over, put my hand on his shoulder, and I say, Doc, I said, you don't have to compete with the man upstairs. He's the one that gave you the healing gifts you're using.
Yeah.
You know?
Amen.
And there'll be other encounters with, he's a great doctor, but I don't think he's really with the Lord. But he gave me his, is not only did God heal me, but then he gave me an avenue
right.
To witness and
sure.
To give
That's
him
awesome.
The glory.
That's
you know?
Awesome.
Praise
right.
God.
Frank, you were there as well?
Yeah, I was there at the Chauncey event. I wasn't able to go Saturday because I had a prior commitment before it was scheduled, but I was there Sunday with a team of people, and we were also praying for people, and I also got in line and got prayed for.
Amen.
Why not? I mean, you want to get under
it
those
hands. It looked like everybody got in line, you
and
know.
When he was praying for me, I waited, right? So
yeah.
And it just started dripping, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And we had a tent there with people in ministry, and
it's good.
Then the rain came down, didn't it?
It
after
did.
He
it
was
did.
Done,
yeah,
and that tent was prime real estate. But what a wonderful event!
Great,
what
night.
A wonderful thing that Chauncey is doing, giving back
yeah,
and
awesome.
Using his
Amen.
Gift
awesome.
To touch the
it's
people
awesome.
In the body. Because as we said earlier, we got to constantly get built back up
yep.
and refilled. Because
Amen.
Right,
what happens next, Ken? Mm-hmm.
Well, this is it. I mean, we have so many testimonies coming in. Like you said, on Sunday night, the mist came out before the rain started.
Yes.
And the mist
yes.
was like the Holy Spirit
yes.
was just
it
enveloping
was
awesome. Us.
Yes.
It was so thick.
Yes.
Yeah. It was so amazing. We actually had one of the ladies talking about that Saturday night at 9:45. The thing ended at 8:00. 9:45, we still were just getting the things that she went and she was dealing with so much inner torment and so much stuff going on from her past and everything. She said, I want to get baptized. I've not been walking with the Lord. She was actually invited with somebody from my office, my financial coaching office, and was there. And then she went down. She said, I don't know if I can do this. I don't have a shirt. We said, well, no problem. We've got shirts for you. No problem. Come on. And then she went and got baptized, a totally new person, using her heavenly language, and came up a totally new person, and it's just been amazing. The spirit, I mean, some of the input cards that we had here is that was just the, I believe my mother-in-law received healing in her back through the prayer of Dr. Crandall. I experienced a peace that only the Holy Spirit can provide, and an inner calm. Those things are just what we do this for. I was the event coordinator with Tim, and we went to this, and we said it's all for one soul.
Amen.
And if one soul comes out, we pay it forward.
Amen.
And that's where we did, and we ended up doing more. So where are we going with this? Is that the next our next big event, we've already contracted. There was a cancellation. We are very excited about this. We've never, ever held any of our healing encounter nights. Or our prayer and evangelism thing. We've never, ever been able to utilize downtown during high season. So if you want to write these dates down, February 4th and 5th, February 4th and 5th, this is the weekend before the boat show, and then after that is Sunfest. So we
Praise
want
God.
To have high season, and we are anticipating, with everything that's going on, we are anticipating 10X.
Amen. 10X Amen. Amen.
For that Amen. Event, and it is going to be amazing. But let me just add what we're praying about, and I would ask you guys, you and your listeners, to pray and maybe support or maybe get involved with us, is that we're planning on putting together a day and a half evangelism and prayer training for all the local churches and for all the local not-for-profits, or any of the people that are dealing in South Florida. We don't want to make this just a Palm Beach County. This is all of South Florida.
Amen.
Getting involved with us.
It's good.
But we want to prepare and empower the saints and pray Excellent. And empower people to go out and do the Great Commission, and people need coaching. So we're going to have some of our best, like Mike Toby, and I don't know, Jonathan, if you were able to get him on. But like Mike Toby, the heaven guy, I sent you his number, but he wanted to be part, and he's going to lead part of that. We've got people in from a bunch of different churches and from other things that are going to do training on prayer, on intercessory prayer, on prayer warriors, on how to teach people how to pray and how to evangelize the Friday and Saturday before the event starts on Saturday night. So we are looking at South Florida Praise as
Amen.
Part of the Healing Encounter Nights.
Excellent.
And Dr. Crandall, we are just so grateful that we are kind of calling him like the Luke of the 21st century, a physician, medical physician, who believes in the gifting of the Holy Spirit
awesome.
And in divine healing in addition to medical healing.
Ken, in the future, at WCNO, God's given us a big mouth for God, and so we like to use it. We're just praying about how we can actually do some live stuff, because I'm confident that if people realized that Jesus is passing by again, you know, Amen. The crowds came together
Amen.
When Jesus was in their midst. And maybe some, your theology, your background, your traditions, your denomination, your whatever. The enemy will use whatever to keep us from getting to Jesus.
Yeah.
But what's happening, there's a move of God with people of faith who are walking with God in such a realm where faith is stirred and the power of God is released. And so I want to just encourage those of you who may be a little skeptical to understand that God is still doing what God has always done. And he's still who he always said he was. He's doing what he always said he would do. And he is doing it through people who will believe his word and act in faith.
Amen.
One quick thing, Ken, we're going to have to run. We're running out of time. I believe Frank has one more thing. Give our regards to the team. We love you guys.
Yep.
And I'm looking for the day when we can do some things live here mixed in with your production.
I would love to, and I think that would be great if you guys maybe could do a live broadcast.
Gonna try to figure it out.
Do podcast. That would be awesome. Thanks so much, Jonathan. Blessings. I know you're short on time.
Have
Thank
a good
you
one.
To your audience. Keep praying and supporting. And February 4th and 5th.
Blessings. All right. Goodbye.
Blessing.
Frank.
So, in conjunction with the evangelism training for Miracle on the Water, we have partnered with Christ for All Nations, which is Reinhard Funke's ministry.
Same
and they're
thing.
Coming mm-hmm. in. Friday, October 28th, this Friday at the Port St. Lucie Worship Center. Jerry Hill is coming, Stephen yep. Hill's wife from Brownsville. And then Saturday, October 29th, 1 to 5 at the Port St. Lucie Worship
awesome.
Center. Evangelism Levi Lutz is coming from Christ for All Nations. And we're going to train people on evangelism, and then we're going to go in the streets and knock on doors.
Amen. Good deal.
And then
Good
come deal. Back and give testimonies.
Good deal. Good deal. I have one more guest that I'm to bring on at 11:45, and it is 11:45, and I'm going to see if I can get her on the phone, because she is involved with the presidential prayer team, and we're just going to have a couple minutes with her, and then Keith, we're going to close out with what the Lord's put on your heart there. Don't you have something more? Well, yeah, he's sitting here. He always has
he's
something.
He's never at a loss.
Karen, you were there while I'm dialing the number in. Tell us what you experienced down at the healing encounter.
Oh, Dr. Crandall's. No, it was amazing. You know, Phil Driscoll, is apart from Dr. Crandall's message and salvation, Phil Driscoll loves Jesus.
Amen.
And, I mean, you could just feel it with every note, every word that he spoke. Mm-hmm. And that really touched my heart with his worship.
It was quite awesome. It was quite awesome. Let's see if we can get Mary Turner on the phone.
Hi, Mary Turner.
Mary Turner, this is Jonathan. You are live on WCNO in Palm City, Florida. This is Wednesday Live, and we want to just hear a little bit about the prayer event that's coming up. I know there are some very important things getting ready to happen, and you're right in the middle of it.
Yes, sir. God bless you, and it's an honor to be with you and to be on the show for your listeners. The presidential inaugural prayer breakfast began in 1993 with Reverend Ruth Heflin, when God spoke to her in prayer one morning that there were hundreds of inaugural events taking place, but no one was having an event to pray for the nation or to pray for the office of the presidency. So we've been doing them every 4 years on Inauguration Day, but in 2018, God began to move my heart as I was coming to pray in this area at Mar-a-Lago and at President Trump's church. He began putting on my heart the In God We Trust prayer event, and that he wanted it done in this area near the White House of the South. And so the timing of it was to be, you know, now. And the parallel is that we're in a great battle for the soul of America. Mm. And Abraham Lincoln, on November 19th time frame, he read the Gettysburg Address on the battlefield in Pennsylvania. And similarly, we're at the end of years of the carnage of the unborn through abortion on demand as a nation, which has now been reversed. And so we're at a tipping point in the nation, Jonathan, where the body of Christ is being called to come together and to pray and to believe God, to take communion and to believe God for spiritual awakening. And we hope President Trump's going to be with us. I got to invite him last Thursday, and he's looking at coming, as well as Governor DeSantis and others who are centers of influence. They were inviting
pastors. Mary, our connection's very poor. We have a poor connection. I don't know if you can tighten up on the phone there or what, but we're losing you.
Okay. Is that better?
That's better.
I'm
Thank
on
you.
My cell phone.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
Okay, so you were telling us the president, President Trump, as well as Governor DeSantis are planning to be at this prayer event. I want to make sure that you let people know where a website is where they can get, because I have pages of information, and it's going to be too technical. We need to get a website, and if there's any other contact information, get that to our listeners so they can follow up after we're off air.
Okay, so yes, we also have Pastor Jim Cenero, who's leading the worship for us with Benny Hinn Ministries, and we expect usher in the presence of God. And it's going to be, you know, 2 days of a wonderful event. November 19th is at the Hilton Palm Beach Airport, Majestic Ballroom from 10 to 3, and then Sunday, November 20th at the Breakers from 4 to 10 p.m., which is a dinner. And they can call me with interest at 540-581-5562, or they can go directly to our website to get seats at presidentialinauguralprayer.org, or they can also get tickets at eventbrite.com, and then in the search bar put in Presidential Inaugural Prayer Incorporated. And I think most importantly is that blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, from Psalm 33:12. And in Micah 2:3, we read that God is the breaker. He's leading at the head of his people, his church, as the God of the breakthrough in this hour. And it's, you know, an exciting time like no other when we're believing for spiritual revival and awakening for America. And it's coming through the south of Florida, by the way.
Amen. We'll receive the move of God from wherever God wants to send it.
Yeah, exactly.
Mary Turner, we thank you for joining us today. And, of course, we will want to promote this some more. Hopefully, we'll be able to make arrangements to where we have a little better connection. But the address, the web address, more can go to www.presidentialinauguralprayer.org. Presidentialinauguralprayer.org. Phone number 540-581-5562. And this is a prayer event, and expecting to have President Trump as well as Governor DeSantis, and that will be, I assume, at the Saturday event. Is that correct?
Well, they're invited to both, and I'm waiting on final confirmation as to when.
Okay. All right. Well, once you have final confirmation, let us know that so we can keep our people updated. Thank you for your heart for our nation, for revival. And we're trusting God for that. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes.
And Mary,
please pray for me as well. Thank you so much.
God bless. Thank you. Let's stay in touch. Blessings.
Yes,
goodbye.
I know.
All right. So, David, we were talking about your healing. That was pretty exciting.
Oh, man.
And, Keith, you have a whole book full of notes. And so, well, you know, I'm sure you had at least one more little snippet for us.
You know, last week I was driving my son to a baseball field, and we passed by a cemetery that we normally pass by, but there was a sign on the cemetery. And the sign reads, "Please pardon our appearance as we build for the future," quote unquote. on the cemetery gates. I had to stop the car and turn around, and my son says, "What are you doing?" I said, "I need a picture of this. I got proof of it, right? Please pardon our appearance as we build, as we rebuild," what does it say? "As we build for the future," right? And then I want to read Matthew chapter 25, verse 34, because this is what it's all about. "Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world."
Amen.
The word of God.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
So one side you have preparing to build for the future, right? The cemetery, the death.
Yeah.
And then the other side, Jesus is saying, come for what has been prepared for you.
Amen. 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 Well, we're going to be back in just a moment. Again, this is Wednesday Live on WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And so glad that you have joined us today. We've covered a lot of territory. And we're going to go to a song that really is one of our revival songs. And this is from 2 Chronicles 7:14. We come back, I'm going to ask that Frank lead us in a closing time of prayer as we just dedicate ourselves and our state and our nation to the great awakening and the great revival that's coming our way.
Praise God. What a busy, busy.
And you've been listening to Wednesday Live, WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and we've had a great morning so far. Mm-hmm. We're almost out of time. We're going to go to closing prayer and just ask that, Frank, you kind of give us a final closing on what's coming up, how people can get more information on the miracle on the water.
Okay, so we have a website, miracleonthewater.org. You can go on the website. You can get information. You can also get a volunteer form. We have almost 200 volunteers signed up right now. That's how big this is going to be. But we need more, so come on and sign up. So here we go. Lord Jesus, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing in the earth. We thank you for people like Keith that go out and touch people every day on a street corner. We thank you for WCNO that is broadcasting the good news across the airwaves, Lord. And we thank you for Miracle on the Water and what you're about to do in the Treasure Coast. Ignite the flames of fire for revival here, Lord.